Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Lord is good.
Amen.
Thank God for the move of God this morning. Thank God for what He's doing.
What He has already done.
Amen.
Amen.
Again, it's a great privilege to stand before the people of God to share. Thank God for this privilege.
I appreciate our senior pastor, Pastor Michael Obi, and his wife. The Lord coming to strengthen you. We thank God for what God is doing in this house. And we cannot but give God the praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Just going to rush. Psalm 126, verses 5 and 6. It says, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. He who continually goes forth weeping, bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 2b says there is time for planting and time for harvest. And you are in your season of harvest. So what the Lord dropped into my spirit after, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying? It's harvest time.
Amen.
Now each one of us, we are entering to harvest time.
Amen.
See, harvest is a time of reward. It's a time, you know, that you stop laboring. You now begin to reap, you know, from the labor that you already done. It's time of stop giving to the soil or laboring. It is time to experience abundance. Don't just look at it from the physical angle only. Hallelujah. It's a time of refreshment, and that's what the Lord began this morning. It's a time of refreshment from His presence. It's a time of celebration, but it's also a time of busyness. Hallelujah. You know, when the farmer, after he has labored, put down the seed, do the weeding, do all the work, all right, when harvest comes, though the pattern of working is different, because what he has been doing before is, you know, releasing the seed, you know, weeding, but when harvest comes, he is not less laboring, but he is doing something, is harvesting, is the kind of labor, is not the type that is, you know, things are always going out, it's always giving out, it's always giving out, but it's a time of receiving back. So that is why joy goes with it.
Amen.
That is why celebration goes with it.
Amen.
Because you are now getting back a reward for the seed that you have released, the time you have spent, the energy you have given out. And so when you begin to harvest, you know, it comes with joy. And the Holy Spirit is just confirming, you know, what He dropped in my heart. Then we go to laugh. We go to celebrate. Hallelujah. For the church, just two things. Two points. The church first. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 37, 38, Jesus said, He was talking about the harvest is truly plenteous. But he said, the laborers are few. Then he said, verse 38, pray therefore the Lord of the harvest that might do what? Trust laborers into the field. So the harvest, what God is bringing us into, Mount Zion, God is bringing souls. This is the season that we begin to see men and women. According to the book of Ezekiel, I'm going to read that. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 36, God promised to do something. It's not going to be by human effort, but you are going to see people turning to the Lord in a new dimension, in a new way that you did not expect. Drug addicts turning to the Lord.
Amen.
People who have been addicted to one thing or the other, who never thought of coming to Jesus, we suddenly, miraculously, meet with the Lord.
Amen.
You know what? Because God will fulfill His word in Ezekiel 36, verse 26. Let me read from verse 25. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean. I will cleanse you from all your filthiness and from all your idols. All those toys that people have grabbed for years, and they have been bound to those toys and to those idols. And because they just have to fulfill certain things that their nature, their human nature and you know, cravings have taken them into, is a bondage. You know, they have been bound. The idols have become a means of their bondage. God is going to break those yokes. He's going to break the fetters. He's going to sprinkle clean water on them. He's talking about the word of God. He's talking about the freshness from his presence. He's talking about the power of God. And idols will bow to the name of our God. And he says in verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. He's talking about men and women. There are a lot of them. But can you see them in the spirit, people trooping out? These tents that God is leading us to begin. I want us to begin to see the spirit that men and women will begin to troop to the Lord. God will begin to give them extraordinary vision, extraordinary dreams, that they will, you know, begin to see God visiting them like never before. Their shackle will be broken, their yoke will be broken. God will give them new hearts. Say, new heart within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statue, and you will keep my judgment to do them. That is what the church will begin to see. We are going to experience it. Harvest time. God is going to bring them in. We prayed, we fasted, we sought the face of the Lord. But God is going to do his own part. God is going to bring them in. You see why I believe the Spirit of the Lord is moving powerfully? I wrote down that word. The siege is over.
Amen.
When the Lord was ministering to me this morning. Hallelujah. Yeah. And the Holy Spirit repeated that again. See, harvesting God's blessings. That is the next step for the church. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 1, you know the story of Samaria. How they have been caged in. Alright? For several months, if not years. And because of that situation, there was famine in the city. People cannot go out. People began to eat their children. The siege was so much that when the time came for the harvest, when I say harvest, for them to begin to experience the move of God, the blessings of God, a word came out. A man of God's children said, this time tomorrow, 2 Kings chapter 7 verse 1, because of our time, and Elisha stood before the people and gave the word. By this time tomorrow, he said, there shall be plenty. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There shall be plenty. Brethren, we are in the season that God is saying that the siege is over and we shall begin to experience abundance.
Amen.
As a church, we have not seen anything. God is good to, when the rain falls, it's not just on one part. When the rain falls here now, the ground will know it. There is no way rain will fall. Real rain, I'm talking about serious rain. The ground, there will be mark on the ground. There will be erosion. There will be, you know, flood. And everything around will feel it.
Hallelujah.
Every soul will feel it.
Yeah.
Every brother, every sister, everyone expect it. Because the Spirit of the Lord is going to move in such a way that it's releasing his blessings.
Amen.
His blessings. So then Elisha said, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, a seah of fine flour shall be sold for a shekel, and two seahs of barley for a shekel at the gate of Samaria. And I wrote down there, the siege is over. The abundance has come. The supernatural manifestation, getting into knowing who this God is in more powerful way. The Spirit of the Lord is going to be released in such a way that we will experience both spiritual abundance and physical abundance.
Amen. Amen.
Elisha said, this time tomorrow, he gave time frame because our God is a God of possibility.
Amen.
There's nothing too difficult for him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And because of our time, the second part is individuals. Each one of us. In the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 25-27, as the promise of God that all that the caterpillar has eaten, the palm worm, the locust, you know, the armies of God, God said there shall be restoration. Everybody say restoration.
Restoration.
Everybody say restoration.
Restoration.
I want to read from verse 24 so they begin to claim it with all that God has spoken this morning. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with new wine and oil.
Amen.
So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts have eaten,
Amen.
The crawling locusts, the consuming locusts, and the showing locusts, my great army which I set among you, you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never, take note, and my people shall never be put to shame. If I'm experiencing anything called shame, God is saying today is the end of it, because the siege is over. If you have experienced any shame in whatever form, in your home, in your life, in your marriage, in your health, in your business, in your finance, in the life of your children, in the life of your couple, I mean your husband, your wife, today is the end of it.
Amen.
Because the siege is over.
Amen.
God is saying, you will never taste what is called shame.
Amen.
Every garment of shame is torn. I declare it torn in the name of Jesus. You will eat and be satisfied.
Amen.
There will be physical satisfaction.
Amen.
There will be emotional satisfaction.
Amen.
There shall be, you know, corporate satisfaction.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord will satisfy you and say to you,
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, the case of Joseph, it was an overnight visit of God. He had been forgotten in the prison. Alright? When he traced his life back to his father's house, he's either he's in trouble, you know, he's either his brothers, alright, you know, report what is happening on the field, but he hated him for that because he's standing for the truth. Right from his father's house all till the time he got to Egypt, so there's trouble. See, that's in the pit. Or, you know, he's lied against, you know, he's thrown into the prison. But the day came. A very wonderful day, glorious day, a day like this in your life, that the siege came to an end, and there was an overnight turnaround. Genesis chapter 41, 39 to 44, because of our time, there you have the record. After he was called to interpret the dream of Pharaoh, you know what God is doing when God is about to do a turnaround. And it's your turn to get the miracle and the favor. God will make your Pharaoh to begin to dream dreams he cannot interpret. Neither is magicians. And what is that talking about? There are going to be issues and situations that we only need, that we need your presence, we need your God, we need the anointing over your life to solve. Alright? They will go out, look for solution elsewhere, but there shall be no solution because the answer is only going to be with you. God is going to make you to come on the scene at the right time to give the right answer in your job, in your home, in your family, and God is going to use that as a way to catapult you.
Amen.
And to bring you to the limelight. A turnaround is about to happen.
Amen.
In your life,
Amen.
It's about to happen. You know why? Because the siege is over.
Amen.
The siege is over. Those who have forgotten will remember you.
Amen.
Because the siege is over.
Amen.
You know the story of Mordecai. We've heard that again and again and again. What God gave him as a way of protecting this, what you might call him, uncircumcised king. Alright, he found himself in Babylon. But this king, you know, he wasn't a Jew. But he had to protect the king when he had, you know, the secret of the people trying to lay hand on him. He did his best. He made sure that the record was kept and he reported the issue, but nothing was done. But a glorious day came. Mm. Brethren, all the seed you have sown over the years, all the works all the prayer, all the giving, all the consecration, all they have done both publicly and secretly, they were recorded.
Amen.
And we are in the season when the record, the book of records will be opened. God is going to open the books of record, and God is going to reward you.
Amen.
Thank God, it's going to be God rewarding. God rewarding you. So it's going to be done in such a way that everyone will know this is the finger of God. Mordecai was promoted overnight. Something happened. You know the story of Daniel? You know the story of Daniel too? He was lied against and thrown into lion's den. The end result was promotion. Hallelujah. Now, we're going to pray. We're going to minister. We're going to speak out. What the Lord laid upon my heart is what we did. And we're going to repeat it. Say, speak out into your harvest. You have to prophesy this morning that I enter into my harvest field. My siege is over. This is my time to receive that which has been spoken, that which has been written in the books of God. That which have been written concerning me, concerning my destiny, that I've been hindered, that I've been, you know, held back by the enemy. This is my season, and God who rewards. Let me read this portion. Let me read this book, the book of Isaiah chapter 40. Isaiah chapter 40. I want to take the first two verses. Comfort ye my people. Say, says your God, speak comfort to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is ended.
Hallelujah.
That her iniquity is pardoned.
Hallelujah.
For she has received from the Lord, the Lord's hands, double for her sins. God has ended the warfare, has ended the siege. Is anybody here at this moment that wants to pray and declare that nothing stops my harvest?
Nothing.
I want us to stand on our feet because this is the moment. You are going to pray like never before. But I enter into my season, the season of harvest. I enter into the moment of remembrance. That heaven begin to remember. People may not see. People may see sometimes. But Lord, heaven, all that have been written concerning my destiny, Lord God Almighty, every seed that have been sown, every labor, every work, this is the time, oh God, that you will cause heavens to be opened. Don't forget refreshment, don't forget abundance, both spiritual and physical, everything from His presence. So we are going to pray at this very moment and declare, you are going to speak out, my harvest. This is my season for my harvest. This is my season of breakthrough. Open your mouth and begin to pray and declare at this very moment, I enter into my season of harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. This is the moment. This is the season. Oh, of abundance. This is the season of abundance. Of abundance. Elisha said, this time, by this time tomorrow, there shall be no more famine. Every famine, every lack, every hindrance, every shortcoming, every shame, every reproach, every inadequacies, every inabilities, every area where the enemy have been celebrating because you have been put, you have been wearing garment of shame. The garment is torn. The garment is destroyed. This very moment you are entering into your season. Into your season. God is remembering. There's a season now that we're entering into. It's a season of abundance. I hope you're about to pray. In the name of Jesus. This is my season. I declare this is my season of harvest. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God. I bring in the harvest with joy. I bring in my harvest with celebration. I bring in the harvest. Lord, with celebration, with joy. Leo Mandahak and Naikelebo Satada. Yes, Lord. Almighty God, thank you. King of Kings, thank you. Lord of Lords, thank you. Almighty Father, thank you.
I give you glory.
In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. You are going to pray. You know what happened? You are going to pray. There are those who have been appointed to bring about to make it season of your harvest, to bring to pass that which is yours. For Samaria, there were the four lepers. For Joseph, there were the two people that interpreted their dreams first in the prison. Alright? And one of them got to the palace back. So, everyone, you are going to pray, every vessel that God has prepared to be a blessing, to bring me to my harvest, to make me fulfill my harvest, to cause heaven to be to Lord, remind them. Remind, it's not only about visible things. Sometimes it is just, you know, somebody telling somebody about you, about somewhere, and your heavens will be open, a job will be open for you. You become no more working for somebody, you become somebody who is employing people. You know, various ways. I want you to see beyond just one way. I want to see beyond just what we look at when it comes to just money. God wants to give you something to celebrate and to laugh. God wants to give you laughter. Amen. Open your mouth and decree and declare. Every vessel that must, that have been sent by heaven, but that have forgotten. Every vessel that have been sent by heaven, but who are reluctant. Every vessel that have been prepared by heaven to be a blessing to my growth, to my breakthrough, to my fortune, to my success, to my ability to fulfill that which God has called me, to fulfill my destiny without that man. And before Pharaoh, there's no way Joseph would have come into the palace, though he forgot for 2 years, but the Spirit of the Lord will work in the Pharaoh. Let us pray. Pray. And say, Lord, every vessel, human, angelic, whatever they are, Lord, at this time, Father, activate them, give them sleepless night. Activate them, give them sleepless night. This is my season. Activate them. Those who must do my children well, those who must know, influence. Yes, there are those. Sometimes we need influence, sometimes we need connection, sometimes we need favor. So, brethren, pray and say, Lord, everyone that I be sent, yes, to bring about a fulfill and successful season of harvest in my life, wherever they are, human or angelic. Lord, activate them in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring them forth. Let them, oh God, remember. Let them come alive in the name of Jesus. Let them resume duty. Let them resume duty in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I want us to pray against ignorance about our harvest. Jesus said to the disciples and to the Jews, say ye not, there are yet 4 months and then the harvest will come. But I tell you, open your eyes. The field is wide, ready for harvest. You know what? That is a misconception, that is a miscalculation, that is an ignorance on the part of the people. They are still thinking 4 months more. But Jesus said it's now. Lord, every ignorance, every miscalculation about my harvest, every area, anything, oh God, that I have not known about my harvest, that I need to know, open my eyes, open my ears, open my understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, open my understanding about my harvest, about this moment, about this season, in the name of Jesus. Open our understanding, open our knowledge, open our mind, open, oh God, Father, about us, remove every veil, remove ignorance, remove laziness, remove procrastination. Father, about our harvest, let us know it is now, not tomorrow. It is today. You are entering into that season in the name of Jesus. I enter into it today, Lord, not tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, I cause, oh God, the former rain, the latter rain to fall. Even now, Jehovah God, for me to have that harvest. Thank you, Jehovah God. Blessed be the name of God. Take all the glory. Hallelujah, Lord Jehovah God. Take all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name. Pray against everybody here to want your harvest. Everybody here. Anything that wants to stand on your way in harvesting. Everybody here. Whatever it is, human or demonic. You pray against them right now. The Lord has given you. But whatever wants to stand on your way, in the name of Jesus, pray and say, Lord, I break everybody here. I break every hindrance. I break every yoke. I break everything that the enemy would like to bring or any flesh want to bring in. Everything called by me. Let them be broken. In the mighty name of Jesus, I break them right now. I command in the mighty name of Jesus. Little Papa Bakandaya, Mandaya Kente Kedebos, Mamari Kedebo Baba, Santa Kedeba, Mandaya Kente Kokumaya Sintia. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everybody, empty day. Consider, oh God, our harvest. In the name of Jesus, Lord, our family harvest. Lord, God Almighty, individual harvest. Lord, our church harvest. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we remove every delay. Everybody, hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. As a random, I'm going to put all this together. Thank God the Holy Spirit started it at the beginning. In Mark chapter 11, Jesus said in his word, if you, verse 22, if you have God's kind of faith, then 23 says, if you speak to this mountain, if you say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and you not doubt in your heart, but you believe that what you have spoken is coming to happen, is coming to pass, you will have whatever you say.
Amen.
You will have whatever you say. So speaking has power. Word has power. And I've just read that Isaiah 40:1-2. And in the 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1, he's talking about mourning. You know, that in that portion, Samuel was mourning for King Saul. And God told him, how long will you continue mourning? In one word, the mourning time is over. Hallelujah. So I'm going to mention before you pray and then we'll round up. You're going to pray. Your warfare is over. Your pain is over. Your delay is over. Your crying time is over. Your mourning is over. And put all those words. And all that God has spoken concerning you today, God is confirming it again. It has come out. The siege is over. Everything that you have gone through, that has hindered you, that has given you sleepless night, God says it's over, it's buried. So they cannot wake up again. So you're going to declare now, declare them, whatever is over, declare them, they are over. They are over. Pain, because of your children, they are over. Anguish is over. Sickness is over. Crying is over. Delay when you're supposed to have your breakthrough concerning your education, you are still there's still some barrier there. It's over. God is going to make a way for you. Every delay concerning your future, your marriage, your destiny, every delay is over. Oh, open your mouth and begin to declare. The moment is over. Whatever you have been mourning on, whatever you have been crying, and you have been mourning. The morning season is gone. It's gone with yesterday. You are in the season, a time of refreshment. This is the time of refreshment. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for refreshment. Thank you, Lord, for season of hope, God, of recovery. Thank you, Lord, for season of abundance. Oh, Lord, financial, Lord, breakthrough. Lord God Almighty, job opportunities. Lord God Almighty, you turn the situation of your children. Father, Lord, we shall no longer beg. Lord God Almighty, Lord God Almighty, your children, you have raised them, oh God, to a level. Father, Lord God Almighty, when they make them gods, you make us small, small gods before men. Lord, they'll seek our God because of the spirit and anointing of God over our lives. Each set of days. Thank you. Blessed be the name. Hallelujah.
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 Eternal Father, thank you.
Thank you.
The I am that is I am will say thank you.
Thank you.
When you speak, you stand by your
yes,
word.
Lord.
When you say something looks over, you don't begin to begin, you know, start it again. Whatever is over means it's over.
Yes.
Whatever is dead in your own dictionary means it's dead.
Yes.
You said affliction is gone forever.
Yes.
Siege is gone forever.
Yes.
Lord, you are saying every pain, emotional pain, psychological pain, financial pain, matrimonial pain, all kinds of pains, they are over.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty, you are saying, oh God, mourning is over.
Over.
Whatever they have caused, oh God, Father, the mourning in the heart of any of your children, Jehovah God, you are saying the mourning moment, time, season is gone.
Amen.
This is the time of laughter.
Yes.
This is the time of celebration.
Oh, yes.
We enter into a season of celebration.
Hallelujah.
Lord, a season of laughter, season of joy.
Amen.
Father, because Lord, we had in the past,
yes,
Lord, gone out. Father, bearing precious seeds. Lord, lay down precious seeds in prayer, in giving, in visitation, in walking. Father, in obeying you, in doing your will, doing, oh God, walking the path of righteousness, making sure, Lord, that your will is done. And as you bid us, we follow. Father, we've done all that, and you're bringing us into this season of Lord harvest.
Yes.
Lord, now we begin to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living.
Amen.
That is what, oh God, with little or no stress, no stress at all, no struggle at all,
yes,
we begin to see, turn around.
Amen.
Turn around.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
I speak to your foundation. I speak right now, whatever has been wrong, crooked, right now to be made straight in the name of Jesus. I speak to every fallow ground right now to be covered by the presence and the glory of the Lord. And I decree that valleys right now be filled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Mountains be lowered. Every mountain that has elevated themselves above God in your life, and every area where the mountains have been bringing shame to you because they are elevated. They are elevated. And you keep seeing them as mountain that cannot, that is insurmountable. Father, this very moment I declare by your word, let every mountain be lowered. In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I decree, oh God,
amen.
Father, Lord,
amen.
Let, oh Father, everyone, every child of yours, at the sound of my voice, even this very day, as you have declared it, Father, not only that we enter into season of harvest, may we be like Peter. When Peter entered into his own season of harvest, after giving his boat to Jesus to use, and Jesus said, right now you get the harvest. Right now, launch out, and you get fish. And he did. He caught so much. So much fish, his boat could not carry everything. He has to bid on his colleagues the other side. If it's not happening over there, it's happening here. Come over and help me. Come over. Father, may we begin to, Lord, be men and women. Bring us to a place where, oh God, we will have so much that, Lord, we will bid on others. We will bless others.
Amen.
We will bless nations.
Amen.
We will bless families.
Amen.
We will bless individuals.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Your word is real. Your word is powerful. Father, all that you have done today remain permanent in our lives, in our midst, in our homes, and for your church. Thank you. As you begin to move in that tent, you want to do the impossible. It's not how much we know, how much we can do. No, you are not working with that. You want to do new thing. So by your spirit, we are going to watch, Lord, the lame walk, the blind see. Father, the impossible become possible.
Amen.
The drug addict coming to you.
Amen.
We are prophesying this. We are releasing this.
Yes.
Lord, as the harvest season, men and women will troop, oh God, from far and near and begin to say, what is happening?
Yes.
What is happening on Zion? Father, thank you.
Thank you.
That tabernacle is yours. That place is yours.
Yes, Lord.
Glorify your name.
Glorify your name.
To you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So we carefully give you all the praise as you begin to witness all this personally, corporately, and Father, even in this city, even in this nation, because we are in a season of harvest. Let our four lepers be at work.
Amen.
Let the man in the prison that was given a word
Remember me when you come to your glory. Let him remember everyone that you have sent, human and angelic. Activate them right now. Activate them right now. Activate them right now. Thank you, Father. Be the season that we are in. Be the season that people will queue up for testimonies. And we devote just entire service. Hear testimonies. And we say, okay, we can't take all now. Come back in the evening. We continue in the evening. Father! Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory, honor to your name.
Hallelujah.
We worship and magnify you. I want to pray. I want us to stretch our hand toward the servant of God, please. Give him the word. You made him to understand. I thank you for you gave him, oh God, the grace not only to understand but to obey. And Lord, the rest is history. Father, we are bringing him again to you. That Lord, that is just a public test, you know, in a larger way, reaching out to the country across the sea. There are many, many others. There are many, many other things you want to do. We pray for strength. We pray for courage. We pray for ability to contain, to be able to understand, Lord, every word that you bring to him, every revelation, every idea. Father, we soak into the blood of Jesus. We pray he will not fail you, which is what desire. We pray, oh God, this very moment that Lord, you will continue to uphold them. Father, they are human. Help them, oh God. Every area they need help, help them, oh God. Let every plans of the enemy become nothing before them. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them by day, strengthen them by night. When it looks as if, oh God, they are weak, make your power, your presence, oh God, answer for them. When it looks as if, oh God, they don't know what they are doing, people might call them fools. Father, let your wisdom, oh God, take over. In the mighty name of Jesus, when, oh God, humanly speaking, when they're supposed to show forth in some areas, it could be financial, it could be any area. Father, Lord, surprise them in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, it is in your anointing them that the house is anointed. It is in your blessing them that this house is blessed. Father, we pray, oh God, continue to bless them, continue to uphold them. May your word not fall to the ground. Father, as they declare it, so let it be. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Take all the glory, take all the honor, take all the adoration, and Lord, may the result, oh God, of that 72-hour prayer for Nigeria, we shall begin to hear good news in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, all glory will be yours. Thank you, Father, for hearing. For we pray in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.